Trumas Perak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Ein Tormin Min Aleket, Min Ashichra, Min Apeya. The way the Rav and the Rambam both learn this, this is talking about somebody that already set aside Leket, Shichra, and Peya from their own field. So if he wants to use this to be Mafrish Tevel that's in a heap, that one has to be Mafrish Tevel, so he tries to take off Truma from the Leket, Shichra, and Peya, so it doesn't work. So the way the Rav and the Rambam explain is because the Leket, Shichra, and Peya is Matnas Aniyim. It's not his. And you can't be mafresh truma from something that's not yours, matnas aniyim, onto something that's yours. So Taisus Yontif asks, we don't need the Mishnah to teach us this. This is obvious. You're not allowed to, like we said in the previous Mishnah, you're not allowed to be tarim on the davar she'enu shelo. If it's not yours, you can't be tarim from something that's not yours onto something that's yours. So Taisus Yontif explains that we're dealing with the actual ani himself. So the ani was given, whether it was leket, shichra, and peya that went to the ani, those things we know are potter from maisers and potter from truma, as we know from Peah. And therefore, the reason that it doesn't work, the Taisus Yontif says, is because you're being tayrim in a potter, which is like Shichra and Peah, because it's potter from Shumas, alachiv, on something that's chayiv. In the next case in the Mishnah, umina hefker, something that's hefker. Hefker, we know, also is potter from Shumas and Maisus, and we've brought this down in the past, that Yidavka give a Levi something that he doesn't have shaychus to, which is the fruits of the rest of the land of Eretz Yisrael, because they don't own any portion of Eretz Yisrael. But Hefker, everybody's Zeicha too. So therefore, there's no Chiv of Maisers and Truma on Hefker. Velemi Maiser Rishon Shenitlo Trumasoi. And you also can't take off Trumas from Maiser Rishon that you already gave to the Levi, where the Levi took off his own Trumas Maiser. So we know that there's a case, there's a time that there's a Chiv of Maisers. And that's an Chiv of Truma specifically, is when we put it into a heap and do Miruach. What if the Levi went and he took when it was still in its stalks, in its ears? He took the grain. So it's still not chayv in Trumas yet. So the Levi took Meiser from that. And then the Levi from that, he then gave his Trumas Meiser. So there, once that's done, you sort of circumvented Truma Gedoyla, the original Truma that was given to the Kohen. It was never chayv in Truma. And therefore, if you get this back, you cannot take off Trumas from this because it's not chayv in Trumas. However, it specifically speaks about a case that the Levi took off his Trumas Meiser from this grain that he took, that's, remember, in the stalks, in the ears. But if the Levi did not take off Trumas Meiser, there's a drusha, he can actually designate Truma Gedoyla as well. Up until the time where the Levi doesn't take off Trumas Meiser. But once he takes off Trumas Meiser, there's never going to be any more Truma Gedoyla. There's never going to be regular Truma Chiv on this anymore. Veloimi Meiser Sheni Vehekta Sheniftu. And also not from Meiser Sheni and Hektish that you were Paida. So the Rab brings up that obviously if you were not Paida and you have Meiser Sheni, Stam, or Hektish, it's not your Mammon, it's Mammon of Gavoa. It belongs to Hektish. So obviously you don't take off Truma. And the Rav says that this case too is where he designated Meiser Sheni while it was in its ears and stalks. And by Hektish also he was Makdish while it was in its stalks. And he was Paidit after the Gizber of Hektish did Miruach and he put it into a heap. So therefore, there's no Chiv of Truma anymore. And for the same reason, you can't be Tarim on this, which is Potter, on something else that's Chayiv. V'loy min ha-Chayiv ala Ptur. Not something that's Chayiv, which means grain that grew and matured one-third of its growth. Ala Ptur, something that's Potter, is obviously grain that did not grow one-third. It's premature. So it's Potter. That's a classic example of something Potter and Chayiv. And conversely, not on something that's potter, which is grain that didn't grow a third, on something that's chayiv, to be mafresh from that, onto something that is chayiv, where it grew a third of its growth, of its maturity. And you can't take off trumas on something that's detached from the ground, onto something that's attached to the ground. And also you can't take trumas and maisus on something that's mechuber to the ground, and have that taken off, onto something that's detached from the ground. The Rav explains because it says by Truma, the Lashon of Hari Moisem Mimenu. So it's a Lashon of Harama, raising up, and if something's attached to the ground, you can't raise it up. We said in Perek Vav of Shvius, that's anything that's Omed Litloish Ketolish Dummy, anything that stands to be cut, we look at it as if it's cut. This is Rebbe Vager's question. Rebbe Vager says that we see this concept of Kol Omed Litloish Ketolish Dummy does not apply by Truma. And just on the side, Taisus Yontif asks, why don't we say Mechubra Mechubra too? If the whole reason is you can't do Arama, why do you need Mechubra to Talosh or Talosh to Mechubra? Even Mechubra to Mechubra shouldn't work because both of them are connected to the ground. So he doesn't know why the Mishnah didn't include that as well. Veloimin HaChodosh Ala Yashin, Veloimin HaYashin Ala Chodosh. So Chodosh is fruits that grew in this year, and Yashin is fruits that grew in the previous year, grains, whatever. You can't be mafresh from one on to the other. They have to both be in the same year. And the Rab brings down that even a Beis HaShlochin, which is a field, would produce grains more than one time a year, still that's okay. The main Iker Nekuda is that it's the same year. That we know that there's, by some of the neighboring lands, is a Dinder Abanan of Shumas and Meisers. Taizyantar brings down it's a Takanas Nevi'im. And the Rab brings down also Surya, which is Syria as well. We know that they're even treated closer to Eretz Yisrael with certain halachas, as we've seen. Still, you can't take off Truma from one to the other. V'im Tarmu ein Shumas and Truma. B'di'eved, it doesn't work. It's not Truma at all.